It is a feel-good Friday here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. Smith here today on Focus. Great to be back with you this afternoon. Really excited to learn more about what is going to be taking place tomorrow. Danielle, if you have, Saturday Night Love, I believe, by Sherelle. I think that might be a song that fits for what is taking place, a Detroit fundraiser event that is going to bring prom with a little bit of a twist. So for this, we'd like to welcome in Chris Lambert, the CEO of Life Remodeled, and Bob Berry, the president and CEO of Henry Ford Estates. Gentlemen, good afternoon to both of you. How are we today on this Friday?
Anthony, we're doing great. We're getting ready for the party of the year, and I do want to make an ask of you that you've maybe never been asked in your life, and that is, will you go to prom with us?
I would. You know what? The more I read about this, the more I learn. I'm like, wait a minute. Do I have plans on Saturday? This sounds like it's going to be tomorrow night, a really big time event. So let's talk first. Let's talk about Life Remodeled and what Life Remodeled is, to give our listeners a little bit a background of why this event is coming to fruition tomorrow.
Sure. I'll start with why Life Remodeled exists, and that is because we are absolutely convinced Detroiters have all the talent they need, but many don't have access to all the opportunities they need to thrive. And so in response to that reality, what Life Remodeled does is we repurpose large vacant school buildings in Detroit into one-stop hubs of opportunity for entire families to thrive, and we fill them with the best and brightest nonprofits who are moving the needle in the most significant areas, and we collaborate and accomplish transformation we could never accomplish alone. And so when we talk about prom remodeled, the reason we created that is because we repurpose schools, it is the perfect fundraising opportunity for people to relive or redo prom in the very building that we repurpose.
Well, that is just, I mean, the more I read about it, the more interested I am. And now I'm thinking about maybe I go to promremodel.com and I just start to buy some tickets and get on out there tomorrow between 7 and 11. Where is the location for this event tomorrow?
It is at the first vacant school building that we repurposed, which is now called the Durthee Innovation Society. That's at Lodge and Davison. When I say school building, all of our listeners need to think about Hogwarts, all right? Harry Potter school. That's the kind of grandeur that this place has. And this event will not feel like a fundraiser, except for only a 10-minute sliver where I'm going to talk for 10 minutes. That's it. This thing is a party, all right? And Anthony, you saw that our acts that are coming to perform tomorrow night, right?
Oh, did I see? I mean, that's my ears perked up right away. This is my era.
These are your guys?
These are my guys.
Who are you most excited about between these three? Between Rob Bass, Tone Loc, and then you got Naughty by Nature, Tretch.
Tretch, 100%.
Okay. You're down with OPP.
I'm down with OPP.
I like to say this. Yes, I am. My wife and I are down with OPP, but only one, and that is each other. All right, we'll leave that at that. For our listeners to know what we're talking about, great. But for those who don't, they can find out tomorrow night.
They can find out tomorrow night. And I also saw that you guys did a great job of bringing in, when we talk about, okay, it's prom, so we're thinking about food and beverage, right? We're going to be out there, we're going to be dancing, we're going to be carrying on, we're going to be dressed to the nines, right? Because that's what we're doing. But from a food perspective, you guys have done a great job of bringing in some of the biggest names in the Detroit area.
Yeah, that's all the credit to them. They're donating the food, the service, and that's not easy to do in today's labor market in the food industry. So you've got She-Wolf, Townhouse, Baobab Fair, and a total of 10 incredible Detroit restaurants that are going to be representing the beautiful culinary arts of the city of Detroit. And so, again, this is not a rubber chicken dinner where we sit down and we listen to speeches. This is a party with incredible food and nonstop entertainment from wall to wall. Bob Berry can tell you an even better perspective because he's experienced it as a guest. And you don't just have to take my word for it as the prom promoter, right?
Thanks, Chris. And I was wondering how I was going to get a word in edgewise with you. But no, seriously, this is a great party. The food, the entertainment, the venue are all spectacular. But I think what really got it for us, and I've been to more than my share of black ties in my life, is the diversity of the people. There were people that you know from your neighborhood, people that you interact with in your workday. But the other thing that Chris and the team have really worked hard to do is be sure that the people who are benefiting from the program are part of it as well, either as guests, volunteers, or just helping to create the vibe that really makes it a really unique place. The other, as Chris mentioned, the Durfee Innovation Society building is remarkable, and so remarkable and such high impact is that they're duplicating it on the east side of Detroit. And many of your listeners might remember the old Dominican High School. And the proceeds from tomorrow night's prom, it is tomorrow night, wow, better get ready, are going to help establish that same type of hub of opportunity, a sustainable, and that's what I like about it, that's a sustainable hub of opportunity on the east side where it's every bit much as needed as on the west side.
You know, how did Henry Ford Estates get involved in this project?
Well, they really did not. That just happens to be my day job. And Henry Ford Estate is a nonprofit organization that's the home of Henry Ford that we're working to restore. But this is really just kind of a personal interest of my wife and mine. And quite frankly, a lot of our friends and neighbors that have heard about it. And many friends that we made at last year's event that said, this is a can't miss out, an opportunity you can't mix. And it's a great opportunity to begin to learn just about the impact that Life Remodel makes.
Well, it's that's fantastic. How much money was raised at this event last year, gentlemen?
I'll jump in. Last year, we raised $525,000 in one night, and that was our very first event. This year, we're looking to raise $665,000, and it looks like we're going to be on track to do that. And ultimately, we intend for this to become a million-dollar generating event each and every year. So this is year two for us, and a lot of people last year said it was the best party of 2023. And if you come tomorrow night, Anthony, and any listener, our hope is that you're going to leave saying this was definitely hands down the best party of 2024, and you're incredibly inspired by the impact of the cause.
Are tickets still available? And if so, where do we go to purchase?
Promremodeled.com. They are still available. PROMREMODELED.com. And we'll get you in, even if you buy them an hour before you come in. Look, you can come in prom tuxes, prom dresses, or you can come in a suit. You can come in a tie. You got to do you. You can represent your era. You can do whatever you want to do is modern today. But come one, come all. We're going to have a heck of a time.
Well, we are very much looking forward to that. And I am so glad that we had this conversation because I'm about to send a couple text messages and see if we're going to put this, be able to put this on the radar for tomorrow night. Promremodeled.com. Tickets are on sale right now, $350 each. Sponsorships are still available as well. Gentlemen, thank you both. Chris Lambert, CEO of Life Remodeled. Bob Burry, President and CEO of Henry Ford Estates. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for taking the time to join us here on Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
See, look how good Danielle is, huh? Look how good Danielle is. She's got it up and running. I love that. Thank you so much. Was this in our system already? No, you went and found this for me?
Yeah, I had to go on YouTube for this.
You had to go on YouTube for this. Have either of you, Danielle or Mike, heard this song before?
No, it's like 10 years old.
No, this doesn't sound like Naughty by Nature to me.
No, this is way older than 10 years. It's got to be way old. This has got to be like 92, maybe.
That was my guesstimate.
Who is this, Sheila E.?
No, it's Sherelle, Saturday Night Love. I can't wait for this. I'm so excited. I'm looking at a picture right now of the Durfee Innovation Society where this prom remodel is being held at. They might have just convinced me to buy a ticket and go in there.
You know, Tretch was always my favorite guy from Naughty by Nature, not because I hate you.
We will be back with more Focus. Paul W. Smith, Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. right here on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR.